You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. As public schools focus on raising test scores and getting more students ready for college, there's new scrutiny on teachers and the programs that teach them. Rhode Island's Board of Education is scheduled to vote tonight on new standards for teacher preparation programs. I asked Karen Castagno, the head of the education school at Rhode Island College, to explain some of the changes they're looking at. Karen Castagno, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Liz.
You are dean of the Feinstein School of Education and Human Development at RIC, which produces the majority of teachers in schools across Rhode Island. Tell me, what tangible effects will these new standards have for your students and your professors?
Well, there are some changes. First of all, it's not just teacher preparation, it's educator preparation. And the language of the new standards really includes school psychologists, school counselors, and even principals. Some of the other changes that we see is there seems to be a greater focus on Rhode Island educational initiatives, such as the educator evaluation system, and those initiatives that really affect the public schools in Rhode Island.
Now, teachers say they feel under fire right now as public officials and others call for better results, better test scores, more accountability. Do you feel some of that pressure too?
I think we do. I think what we're trying to do is recruit the best and the brightest to the teaching profession, which sometimes is difficult, especially when we try to look at shortage areas in the teaching profession, things like secondary ed mathematics or sciences, especially chemistry and physics, because they have other opportunities.
And part of what the state has been asking teachers' colleges to do is to raise the bar for admission to teaching programs. So the new requirements say the mean score for applicants getting into your program should fall in the top third nationally by 2020. Karen Castagno, how big a change is that?
There has been a rumor floating around that education programs recruit from the bottom 50% of all college students. And I can say that at Rhode Island College and in many of our teacher preparation programs in Rhode Island, that is not true. Because 2 years ago, the State Department of Ed instituted an assessment of basic skills, being competent in reading, writing, and math. And they set those scores to be the highest in the nation. So we are recruiting now from the top 40% and probably the top 30%.
Now, one of the common criticisms of schools of education is that they're too theoretical and that they don't really prepare teachers for what they're going to encounter when they actually find themselves in their own classrooms. So tell me what you're doing, what kind of changes you're making to try to make sure students get better practical skills.
Well, we do that right from the beginning. Even before individuals apply to the School of Education, they take a course in schooling in the democratic society, in which they go out to the schools, primarily in Providence, act as tutors, and understand what it's like to be an educator in the 21st century. We found that almost 50% of the students that take that class don't apply to the School of Education. They find out early that they just don't have what it takes.
Wow. And then how does the program work if they decide that they still want to do it after that experience? How much time do they actually spend in the classroom?
They spend quite a bit of time. In fact, our field experience start very early and go on through student teaching. In fact, individuals who are going to major in elementary ed and special education have a year-long teaching residency program when they're out in the schools full-time.
Now, the proposed standards that the State Board of Education is considering, they say that teacher preparation programs should prove the teachers they produce are doing well once they get into the classroom, and that includes producing good test scores for their students, or at least producing gains for their students. Do you think it's fair for your program to be held accountable for the performance of students in classrooms that your teachers go into?
It's a very interesting discussion that we've had both with the State Department of Ed and with colleagues around the state and the country. Should there be accountability? Absolutely. Will the State Department of Ed be issuing teacher preparation programs in Rhode Island report cards that really look at how our first-year teachers are doing? The thing that we have to look at, though, is there are many things that that affect that first-year teacher. Rhode Island has a wonderful mentoring, first-year mentoring program. It's difficult to tease out whether it was the mentoring, whether it was the school placement, whether it was the teacher preparation program. But we're looking forward to those results so that it will help to improve our programs.
And Karen Castagno, do you think the debate that we're having, the public debate about public schools and whether they're good enough, about teachers, whether teachers are performing well enough, do you see that having an effect on your teacher candidates?
I think so. I think that we look at teaching as a profession. We look at it as a respected profession. We do learn, though, from what's happening out in the schools. To give you an example, our early childhood program, we know that in the early childhood field, families are very, very important. So when we were looking at to revise our early childhood program, we included a course that's taught by an early childhood educator and a person from the social work department. We also know that individuals who are teaching students whose native language is not English, our teacher candidates need more experience to provide the right strategies. And so we've incorporated new coursework in being able to teach individuals whose native language is in English.
Well, Karen Castagno, head of the Feinstein School of Education at Rhode Island College, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks very much.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.